5.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for listening this afternoon. As it turns out, we're starting a series of interviews related to wine, but kind of walking into it in a slightly different pathway. And local author Jack Costa is in, author of Wine Hiking Oregon. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
So talk about your kind of your background, what you've done so far in life.
Yeah, great question. So I'm a writer by trade, but my background is mostly in wine, and that's kind of where my passion for wine and my passion for wine began to segue about a year ago when I started writing this book. But I started in the wine trade at 17, so well before the drinking age, but I worked in the vineyards at Russell Vineyards, and I began to be mentored by Stephen Russell, who kind of helped me grow this passion for wine. And basically from the age of 17, I decided I was going to be in the wine trade. So I had to train my nose, learn how to smell, couldn't drink, obviously, so I trained myself. And then I went to college for wine, for enology and viticulture and the wine business. And so,
and where'd you do that at?
That was Washington State University.
Okay.
In Richland, Tri-Cities area.
And what have you done since then?
So since the book or since...
Since you got out of college.
Since I'm freshly out of college. It was actually the book. So I graduated last May. My diploma was hot off the press, and I was commissioned by the publishing company, Helvetic Publishing Company, to write a book. So I took the summer and a good part of the fall to finish this book. And so now I'm actually the marketing and communications manager at Russell Vineyards now, as of actually tomorrow. So I'll be starting.
And so a whole new chapter in you learning about wine. I'm curious about the combination of wine and hiking, because in some ways one doesn't necessarily seem to go with the other.
Yes. So over the past 6 years, there's been kind of a movement called wiking, and that's actually trademarked, as I recall, and people kind of combining the concept of hiking. This is the Pacific Northwest, so naturally, you know, wine and hiking, somebody got the idea to start combining the two. So that's been kind of present, and people have written articles about it. It's kind of an interesting concept. Well, Helvetic, the publishing company that I wrote that book for, they wanted to kind of capitalize on it a little bit because they had written a series called Beer Hiking. And so they were looking for someone to do a wine version. So that was that. But the idea of the book basically runs along the same lines as a lot of the articles you'll find on the internet, which is you pair a particular hike with a nearby winery. So you go on your hike, you know, and then you go to the winery to get refreshed and get some food and some good wine and, of course, all the fun stuff in between.
Interesting. Well, and it makes sense to do the hike before you have the wine.
Yes. And I don't recommend drinking while hiking either.
That probably is not – well, it depends on if it's public or private land. But, yeah, that opens up a whole nother topic that we'll just avoid. Now, did you grow up in this area?
Yeah. So I actually – I've lived here since, I think, 2006, somewhere around 2006 and 7. I'm originally from California. Don't hold that against me. But I was in the wine country there. So I moved here when I was about 6 or 7. But I was already kind of exposed to some of the wine culture back then. My parents didn't drink a ton, but I knew wine, and we lived right next door to a winery. So moved here, and I've lived here basically ever since, with the exception of college.
Now, what about the interest in hiking? How much hiking? I mean, you probably had to do a lot of hiking just to put together segments for the book.
Yeah, no, I did all the hikes in that book. So there's 30. They wanted to do 50 originally, but they only gave me 4.5 to 5 months to write it. And I figured 30 hikes was probably the most I could do. So, yeah, a lot of hiking. I did all the hikes in those books, in that book particularly. And that spans not just Douglas County. This spans all across Oregon. So Ashland, Medford, then going up into the Willamette. You've got the Gorge. I went over to Bend. Yeah, did a lot. I've done more hiking. I did more hiking last summer than I've ever done before. So that was a lot of fun, actually.
Now, did you Fitbit it and keep track of mileage?
You know, I didn't. But if I added up all the mileage with that's in the book, I'm sure I could come up with a nice number close to that.
Now, I like how you put this together you've got some great pictures of these different areas. This one here on page 66, the North Bank Habitat Management Area. And people have been bugging me to go hiking up there, and I actually haven't done it yet. And it looks like a moderate hike and dog friendly. So you put a lot of details here that kind of help people. 5.9 miles, so that would be pretty easy to do, and you're going up and down hills on this one, right?
Yeah. It's a variety of it's flat, it's up and down. I mean, it's kind of a nice hike in the sense that a family, I think, could do it. It's kind of one of those things that I think about for the weekend, like, hey, I'm just going to go out for a hike over the weekend. That's like the perfect hike for that.
And that one, are you going in a circular motion to where you end up where you started?
Most of the hikes actually are from point to point. So there's actually a map on one of those pages. So it'll show you. Yeah, so that one in particular, that's a loop. So you kind of just go around. But others are point to point. So go there and then back. But yeah, for that one in particular, the North Bank Habitat.
Now, an elevation gain of 1,150 feet. So, and I can see here from the topography, you definitely got a hill there.
Yeah. And you go up and down quite a bit. If you want sore legs, that's one of the hikes. Bring lots of water. I do recommend that.
Now, how did you, because obviously not all these locations are right by wineries. In fact, probably there are just a few of them that are super close, I imagine.
Yeah.
How do you end up pairing wineries with the hike?
So that's a great question. So first off, that was actually probably one of the most difficult parts of writing this book, because it was a great concept, but how do I pick the right wineries with the hikes? You know, because I really wanted to give a snapshot of good wines from Oregon and provide a great experience for these people who are potentially reading the book and going on these hikes. So it first off had to do with vicinity. So I had to choose a certain, you know, from a certain selection of wineries, let's say between 10 miles from the hike, you know, around that. And then the way I chose the winery in particular was basically it had to have a lot of good consumer reviews on Google. They had to have numerous allocates from basically wine awards. And then actually I would go there, and sometimes I would tell them that I was working on a book, other times I wouldn't. I wanted to kind of experience what they had to offer and if it was something that I felt comfortable promoting and actually putting down in a book.
Interesting. And so this one's paired with Paul O'Brien, and you even mentioned a particular wine that you think might be good after the hike then?
Yeah, so each chapter will feature the winery, but then also a featured wine. Kind of their, not all of them are their flagship, but they're kind of notable ones. I try to highlight a particular wine. So in that case was the Fumé Blanc, which is a Sauvignon Blanc, basically fermented in an oak barrel. It's a little different than your standard Sauvignon Blanc. It's the same grape. And so a lot of those are flagships. So you'll see on one of those pages, there's the Abicella. Of course, I'm going to feature their Tempranillo. And then with Russell, their Gruner Veltliner. So kind of a snapshot of who they are and what represents their brand well.
Wow. Boy, this is pretty interesting. I see you've got Abicella paired with a hike around Cooper Creek Reservoir. That's about 5.5 miles, very flat there. This actually gives me a lot of ideas for hikes in itself. And okay, the Abicella one. And then let's see, what else we have here? I'm just looking for some of the local ones, backing up just a little bit. Okay, the one with Russell is also in the north, a different area of the North Bank, I guess.
Yeah, so that I should clarify too. So the North Bank is actually pretty large. And so there's several different trails on that particular piece of land. So you can, that one, Russell was featured on the North Bank, but then also the Paul O'Brien has another trail.
Wow, pretty detailed work. How did you get the idea for the layout?
The layout actually was not my idea. Basically, Helvetic, because they had published the beer hiking series, they had a general idea of what it should look like. However, beer and wine are not the same thing. Some people may debate that, but beer and wine are not the same thing. So the first series of books were only catered towards beer drinkers, and they were designed to talk about beer. The way I laid this book out was basically what I thought wine drinkers would like. I took out a lot of stuff that didn't seem to fit. I wanted to, they let me actually kind of design some of it while retaining their original design.
Now, I like this too. You know, strenuous hike, for instance, in the North Bank Habitat Comstock hike, whether it's a good idea to take dogs with you, you've got the map there and, of course, the pairing. You know, most people are learning to pair wine and food. You're now pairing wine and hiking.
Yes, yes. A unlikely pairing, some might say.
That's pretty interesting. We're going to talk more when we come back. Jack Costa, the author of Wine Hiking Oregon, they interview a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246. News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247, Lars Larson coming at 1, Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show with the Commissioner of Dirt. Ahead at 4 o'clock tomorrow, we talk to Greg Jones of Abacela Vineyards and Pat Spangler of Spangler Vineyards on Friday's program. It is Oregon Wine Month, so we're spending a little bit of extra time focusing in on wine, but I think until Jack came along with this book, I had never really thought about a wine interview that talked about hiking and exercise and all of this. Now, when does this come out?
That will come out June 15th. It was projected to potentially come out in May, but we had some supply issues, and so we extended it to June 15th. So perfect timing because it is going to be hiking season here in coming June.
So your interest in wine, how did that evolve? What led, you said you guys lived next to a winery?
Yeah, in California, I lived next to a winery. I don't remember specifically what winery it was. And we actually lived in an old winery house. It was called Simi Winery, and we lived in there. It was like a 100-year-old house. And so I had kind of like experienced the wine country in Sonoma. Obviously, I was so young, I didn't really take it in. But my passion for wine didn't begin until, I would say, 17, when I started actually working in the cellar, making the wine with the winemaker, going into the vineyard and experiencing all of that.
And what was it about that whole type of work that you found interesting? I mean, because there are so many different aspects from the science side to just the agricultural side, you know, looking at things in the field.
Yeah. Well, I'm a romantic. I'm a sucker for, you know, those kinds of things. So I kind of just saw it and I fell in love with it because there was some sort of romantic side to it. I mean, I'm a writer, so obviously wine and writing do go together in some ways. They're kind of, what is it? Bottled poetry, you know. So I can't really explain it other than I just kind of I got the wine bug. It just started like that, and so it didn't matter really what I was doing, if I was in the field or in the cellar. It just spoke to me for whatever reason, and that's kind of how that all began.
Now you've got some of these in the Columbia Gorge and even over in Eastern Oregon too.
Yeah, so the book has a total of 30 hikes, as I mentioned earlier, and I tried to give it a nice kind of snapshot of everywhere in Oregon, because there is wine country in the gorge. The Hood River Winery, for example, I mean, there's kind of a hidden wine country in there. And then Bend, believe it or not, they are not, let's say, at the forefront, or they're not necessarily as well known, but there are some little gems, some tasting rooms there, particularly Faith, Hope, and Charity Vineyards and Winery, which is kind of near Redmond, and they grow some hybrid varieties due to the cold winter. They have a short growing season, so they're actually really interesting. You would never think that a winery would do well out in the Highland desert area, but yeah. So there's a whole selection of wines and wineries that just span the entire state of Oregon.
Now, you've got one at Left Coast Cellars. I'm somewhat familiar with them.
Yes.
Talk about that one.
Yeah, that was actually a really fun one. I went out there, talked with them. They have their own little vineyard hike on their property. So there were a couple wineries in here that actually featured their own hiking trails, which was great, especially for this book. So I went out there. They are a wonderful, wonderful family and a wonderful company. They have food. They've got wine. They've got beautiful views, and they're really friendly. Cannot highly recommend them more, really.
So how did you get interested in writing, period?
Yeah, so writing was kind of always ingrained in me for whatever reason. I thank my mother for that, actually. So she named me after C.S. Lewis, for those of you who don't know, but he was nicknamed Jack a lot of the time. So that's kind of, she liked that name, and so she said, you're going to be named after C.S. Lewis, or Jack, as he referred to himself as. So from a very early age, I was like, you know what, I've got the name of an author, I feel like I should be a writer, and I actually enjoyed writing. And so I would write from time to time, nothing super serious, but I always found it difficult to actually write about something in particular, like to find a topic to write about, because I had a lot of different interests. And when I got into wine, becoming a wine writer seemed like the perfect idea. And so that was kind of where my journey into where wine and writing kind of segued.
Interesting. So in wine hiking Oregon, you really get a chance to explore different parts of the state. I've just been kind of leafing through as you talk here, and some of the wineries I'm certainly familiar with, some I'm not, some bigger ones, some smaller ones, some awesome views. And one of the things about the Umpqua Valley, each vineyard property and each winery, and they're not always in the same location, has kind of got their own vibe.
Yeah.
You just sort of get a feel when you go to any of these places, and really, and some of them have just got some stunning views.
Yes. Yes, they do. And that was one of the fun parts of doing this, was taking photography, doing photography for this, because every vineyard was different, every winery was different. And so it was the hiking too, like there were so many amazing views. But yeah, each winery has their own vibe. And I think that's what makes Oregon great, is there are a lot of family-owned businesses, really, in comparison to, say, Washington, where they're bigger. A lot of these Oregon wineries are smaller family-run businesses, so they each have their own unique flavor and touch to it.
When you were out doing the hikes, you probably had to take a lot of notes.
Yeah, I did. And, on your iPhone, text-to-speech is a great little tool. As I was walking down the trail, I would just make notes to myself, and my buddy who often accompanied me, Grant Brinkman, he's probably listening, he would help me take some notes. He would, we'd both taking tons of photos. I think I acquired, I'm pretty sure it was 950 photos over the course of this entire project, just wineries and hikes.
Wow. Now, along with your friend, did anybody else ever go along?
Yeah, there was a few of us who joined in, some old friends of mine from here. And then my wife, we were dating at the time, she joined me on a few of these excursions. She was actually in Virginia at the time, so she didn't get to kind of help me with a lot of these, but she did help with a few. And it was a lot of fun to just go hike with friends and my now wife, just to experience. It was kind of like I'm writing a book, which is great, but I'm also getting to spend time with the people I love, and that was great. So there was about four or five of us even sometimes going on these hikes.
Now, did you ask your wife to marry you on a hike?
No, I did not. I actually did ask her to marry me at Prayer Rock at Russell Vineyards, so that was fairly special, very special.
Well, and they've got kind of out that at the rock. It's not really long hike, but a lot of people hike over there, right?
Yeah, they do have their own vineyard hike, that's a great little hike. That wasn't featured in the book in particular, but yeah, it is a wonderful hike for those listening who want to kind of get into hiking a little bit and explore the Umpqua.
So you begin your new job tomorrow.
Yes, I do. It's exciting. New chapter. I can't wait.
Now, you said it'll be mid-June when this comes out. How will people be able to access the book then?
Yeah, so you can actually pre-order. Barnes & Noble carries it. Amazon does as well. Amazon will say right now, though, that they're not available, but it is available for pre-order. You can go to Helvetic.com, publishing company. But Amazon is definitely one to go to. You'll find it right away. Barnes & Noble, like I said. And REI is actually going to be carrying this as well.
And that really fits with a lot of what they do.
Yes, yes, exactly. The hiking outdoors enthusiasts.
What do you think your next writing project's going to be?
You know, I was asking my wife that this morning. I'm trying to figure out what it is going to be because there's so many things about wine that I'm interested in, and I guess I just have to pick one. But it will be wine related. I can say that. I might attempt to write a vineyard, how to plant a vineyard book. Might try to do, you know, how to make wine for hobbyists, something like that. Maybe it'll be another wine hiking book. So who knows?
Wow. Well, you certainly got a great start here, and it's called Wine Hiking Oregon by Jack Costa. He just mentioned all the places it's available for pre-order, going to be out soon. And thanks for coming in today.
Hey, thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.